The station for Marvin Sherlock, Sherlock, September 22nd, 1948. Address as a letter to Rebecca, Rebecca, Shamel, Shamel, MP, Saginaw, VA, 321-4085. Dear Mrs. Shamel, a follow-up for Mr. Sherlock, diabetic nephropathy, renal failure, hypertension. Last visit in June. Extremely hard of hearing. I have to communicate with him with writing and signs. No hospital admission. Complaining of diarrhea, which is chronic without any bleeding. Says to be eating okay without vomiting, dysphagia. Denies abdominal pain. Has incontinent of urine but no infection, cloudiness of blood. Stable breathing activity but no oxygen. Off and on lightheadedness. Prior falling episode 2 weeks ago. Did not go to the emergency room. No loss of consciousness. No focal deficit. Denies having chest pain palpitations. Other review system appears to be negative. I review medications. I want to highlight the bicarbonate, lisinopril, nitrates, Norvasc, Coric, hydralazine. She's on cholesterol, diabetes medicines. Next paragraph, today blood pressure by myself, large cap, sitting position, right-sided 90-58, left-sided 78-60. By nurse, right-sided automatic device, 102 over 60. There is no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, distant heart tones, but question regular, tympanic abdomen without tenderness, ascites, no rebound guarding, no edema, besides decreased hearing, normal speech, and no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph. Chemistries, baseline creatinine around 1.82. However, there has been some ups and downs, presently at 2.4, although he's been as high as 2.8. Next paragraph. Sodium, potassium, acid base normal, calcium, albumin normal, liver function test not elevated, present GFR 28 stage 4, elevated glucose. Normal TSH, A1C 7.4, prior anemia 12.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Low blood pressure, relatively symptomatic, requested to stop Norvasc, check blood pressure at home, notify us on the next few days, potentially might decrease or stop hydralazine too. We will keep beta blockers, ACE inhibitors as long as possible. He denies gastrointestinal upper or lower losses or bleeding. We are trying to obtain the last echocardiogram available to see if there is any significant valve ejection fraction abnormalities or pulmonary hypertension that might explain this. He does not have symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He has fluctuating levels of kidney function. There is no indication for dialysis. If this will be a steady state, will be a stage 4. Otherwise, electrolyte acid base normal, hemoglobin normal. Continued diabetes cholesterol management. Further advice to follow, end of dictation.